1 Timothy 2:1 I exhort therefore, that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks, be made for all men. 2:2 For kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life, in all godliness and honesty. 2:3 For this is good, and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. 2:4 Who will have all men to be saved, and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. 2:5-4 There is one God, and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. 2:6 Who gave himself, a ransom for all, to be testified in due time. 2:7 Whereunto I am ordained a preacher, and an apostle, I speak the truth in Christ, and lie not. A teacher of the Gentiles, in faith and verity. 2:8 I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands, without wrath and doubting. 2:9 In like manner also, that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety. Not with broided hair, or gold, or pearls, or costly array. 2:10 But which becometh women professing godliness, with good works. 2:11 Let the woman learn in silence, with all subjection. 2:12 But I suffer not a woman to teach, nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. 2:13 For Adam was first formed, then Eve. 2:14 And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived was in the transgression. 2:15 Notwithstanding she shall be saved in childbearing, if they continue in faith and charity, and holiness with sobriety.